Which comes first, the music or the story? WRTI's Meredy Duddleston considers a question of operatic proportion.
In the moonlight, love struck Rudolfo appeals to Mimi to declare her love for him. A duet cascades in shared yearning, ending with the two walking off stage, singing in unison, Amor. Drama continues to unfold in Puccini's opera La Bohème. How does this amalgam of melody and emotion come together? I asked the in-demand librettist, Mark Campbell.
The way most of the composers that I work with, the libretto comes first. We start with a very strict outline.
That seems to suggest lyrics are king, but that's not the case.
Your words have to support the music, always. And they can never get in the way of the music. A good librettist knows when to back off and say, okay, this is yours now, because no matter how beautiful my words may be, they will never compete with that soprano hitting that note and hitting that emotion at that moment with music.
As we listen to opera on the radio or sit in an audience, this special kind of musical theater engulfs us even when we don't understand or catch every word.
The librettist tends to be kind of the brains of the collaboration. The composer is the heart. I would say we're about 80% brains, 20% heart, and they're the opposite. Because opera must first come from the heart. That's why people go to the opera.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.